We made it, my fellow Americans. We made it. The great God of the universe, the God of all energy and life itself, allowed you and me to live the wonderful year 2017 and come now to what may be the greatest year ever, 2018. Are you happy to be alive and face the challenges and opportunities of the next year? Boy, I am. But what a year the past one has been. There were wars and rumors of wars. There was political unrest everywhere. There were violent, lawless reactions to the election of President Trump. There was a change in the United States Supreme Court. Terrorism, radical Islam, ISIS, and even lone wolves continued their murderous assault on civilization. The Constitution, and especially the First Amendment, were further weakened and attacked. Freedom of religion became less free. Academia turned further progressive, even radical. Sanctuary cities grew up in so many places. The rule of law, constitutional America, became much less so. Americans grew angrier, polarized more than ever, seemingly hopelessly divided. There were red states and blue states, not 50 American states. The United States of America became the divided states of America. We were not one nation, indivisible, but rather a nation divided in so many ways. The divisions grew deeper, and the anger and mistrust seemed to increase. So many of us felt helpless in so many ways. Our lives, 330 million of us, seemed ruled more than ever by 530 people. The House of Representatives, the Senate, the Supreme Court, and of course, the President. And it mattered only what they wanted, it seemed. The swamp dwellers, I'd love that term, the swamp dwellers, as President Trump called them, ruled the day and ruled us. But the time of year calls all of us, my fellow Americans, to reflect upon the world, our country, and ourselves, and what all of this means. The end of the year asks that we think back, consider carefully what happened, and especially evaluate our very own lives. Year-end asks that we carefully consider the problems we have faced, how we have contributed to those problems, and how we can correct them in the new year, and not repeat them. The new year asks us to carefully reflect upon the potential, the opportunities which we will have in the great year 2018. No matter the world, we should think how we can change our lives, the freedoms we enjoy to do that, and to resolve that we, with the help of God, can and will change and change for the better. The year end asks us to make resolutions, resolving that we will be better, do better mentally, physically, and spiritually, that we, who are people of faith, will grow deeper in that faith, share it, and never, never, never allow anyone or any government to take it from us. The new year allows us to better band together and fight the fight of faith. We should look the world over for ways to help our spiritual brothers and sisters whose lives are in danger every day. And perhaps that would have us resolve to spend more time in the study of the scriptures and spiritual things. We now have the clear opportunity to both appreciate and participate in the opportunities we have to engage in prayer, meditation, and thoughtful analysis. We have the opportunity which 2018 brings to reorganize our lives, to reprioritize our values, to make better use of our time and our abilities and our money. Perhaps a New Year's Eve without parties and champagne, spent in reflection and resolution, would indeed be of far greater value. By the way, how do you spend your New Year's Eve and New Year's Day days? But no matter the negative, there is so much positive in the world and in our great country, so much good at work. When times are the darkest, the love of the gospel shines brightest. We who are Christian can rejoice in our faith and revel in the love of Christ, for that love is the greatest force on earth. Enjoy it more, and share it more. And we can take comfort in the fact that America is on the grow economically, There are jobs to be had, financial gain for family and ourselves, with greater opportunities for those who are willing to work. We can participate with President Trump and resolve that we will do our part to make America great again. Make America great again. And that would allow us to re-examine one of the most important things in life, giving. Giving. A productive life can allow us to rethink and reinvest our time, expertise, and money, perhaps where it is most needed, and do that for the benefit of our families, our friends, our community, and our great country, and again, all those in need. We can resolve to do more. We can once again embrace the words of President John F. Kennedy. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. And for the church, and, again, for needy citizens, and those perhaps the world over, and for your family. A resolution to challenge ourselves, as Kennedy asked, challenge ourselves to determine what we can do to make all things and all people better. Are you willing to do that? That resolution should be first priority, for it gives focus and meaning and energy to a changing life, a better life, in 2018. And let us resolve, my fellow Americans, that we will stand up for the truth. The truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. We get, it seems, so little of it from a biased media and from news sources generally, which have turned into public relations machines and move us into the era of what some call the time of post-truth. We live, some say, in an era of post-truth, where there really is no absolute truth. I find that shocking. Where there is little fact, but only opinion, distortion of events for political and social purposes, we should stand up against that crippling trend and demand the truth, for it is only the truth that will make us free and keep us free. We should require a new accountability for word and deed, especially in the areas so important to our great country. And they would be the media, academia, and Hollywood. We should demand higher standards from all of them. We should do our best to stimulate helpful dialogue and get away from rank argumentation. We should generate new respect for others and other points of view. We should learn better how to make friends, as Scripture indicates, at the same time as we stand firm and convicted with respect to what we believe. Academia thrives on true diversity. That is diversity of opinions and thoughts and beliefs and values. All should be heard without restriction, so that the truth will prevail. You and I can contribute much to making that happen. We can demand change. We can hold all who communicate accountable for truth, including our churches and our pastors and those who would lead us spiritually. The Church of Jesus Christ suffers because it continues to be secularized, a slow but sure wandering and erosion from the fundamental principles of the faith and the gospel. The change that really matters, the spiritual change offered by the gospel and the Christ of glory, must be reprioritized so that the revival which America desperately needs can truly begin in the great year 2018. America was founded upon the principles, ethics, and values of the Judeo-Christian faith, and that is being eroded and eliminated daily. And even as it is time to make America great again, so it is time to make Christianity great again. Amen to that? Such an effort needs you and all that you can do. Be ready, now more than ever, to invest your time, your expertise, and your money for this greater good. Back to you and me. We should resolve to spend more time in prayer. Do you do that? Scriptures say, pray without ceasing, like all the time. We are admonished to pray without ceasing. We are admonished to constantly engage in communication with our Lord. There can and should be constant fellowship with that Lord, asking, thanking, praising, searching for direction and leading. We can wander around in 2018, or we can follow a godly path, focused and laid out for us, if we search for that with all of our heart. Are you willing to do that? And as we do, we should remember the words of 2 Chronicles, which remind us to turn away from wrongful conduct, and then to pray, and to seek, and perhaps every bit as importantly, to humble ourselves. And you know, that may be the most difficult thing of all of the four to do. And the scriptures say that all four are necessary preconditions for the will of God to be known, and for the unleashing of the power of God through the Holy Spirit in our lives. And that would be a marvelous 2018 resolution, don't you think? So, I suggest that you resolve to turn, and you resolve to pray, and you resolve to seek, and most importantly, perhaps once again, humble yourself, humble myself before the all-powerful and all-loving God. The Apostle Paul reminds us that there abide in the world of our times these three things of first priority: faith, hope, and love. Faith, hope, and love. So, we the resolving people should determine to grow in our faith, walk in that faith, and have our lives guided by that faith. And we should share that faith with others. And we should always be in a state of hope. There should be a wonderful expectancy of marvelous godly things to come in 2018. Hope for the present and hope for the future. The God of all controls, directs, and asks that we participate in this divine plan. No matter the things of this world, there is always hope for things better. And there should be no fear, especially of death. For the person of faith to live, as the Apostle Paul so well said, to live is Christ. And to die, says Paul, even death itself is better. It's gain. And that is for people of faith the hope of heaven. I do sincerely hope that you have that hope and belief and faith and love. And the third, love. The greatest of all things, Paul says, and boy, is he right on with that. The greatest force in this world is love. Love. Nothing like it. It stands alone. It melts down everything negative and every barrier to the best of human living. Love humbles the ego, even as it fills the heart. Love motivates us to share, to give, to help. It makes our lives all that life should be. So perhaps the most important resolution for the great year 2018 for you and me would be this: Thou, you, I, shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your mind and all of your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. Those are the great commandments, and all else, everything else, derives meaning from them. The love of God is there for you to claim now more than ever in the great year 2018. Love the God who made you with all of your heart, soul, and mind, and your neighbor the very same way. And by the way, the scriptures say, don't forget to love yourself. It's amazing how many people don't. So, my friends, my fellow Christians, my fellow American citizens, we, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, and I, its president, Don Crawford, wish you and yours a very blessed, prosperous, and happy new year. You and I live here and now by the grace of God. I thank him and hope you do. I thank him for that, and I resolve that I, and hopefully you, will take full advantage of the opportunities given and the great possibilities which are yours and mine from January 1st on. So, my fellow Americans, we send you our love for the new year, our thanks for all that you have done for us, and especially for listening to our stations. You are such a blessing. May you truly have a joyful and happy new year. God bless you.